الحمد لله رب العالمين، له النعمة وله الفضل وله الثناء الحسن، صلى الله وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين. أسأل الله تبارك وتعالى أن يوفقني ويوفقكم لما يحبه ويرضاه. أما بعد، فقد جاء في حديث رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الصحيح الثابت أنه قال: من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة كان له أجرها وأجر من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة لا ينقص من أجورهم شيء. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said: من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة كان له أجرها وأجر من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة لا ينقص من أجورهم شيء. Which means the one who innovates in Islam, a good innovation, will be rewarded for it, and he will get a reward similar to the reward of whomever applies it until the day of judgment. Without those who apply it in following him lose anything of the reward. هذا الحديث صحيح رواه الإمام مسلم وغيره. This hadith is a sahih hadith narrated by Muslim in his book As-Sahih and others. وله سبب. The Prophet said it for a reason. يعني حصلت حادثة فقال النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام هذا الكلام. An incident took place and then it is then when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام said this hadith. جاء ناس إلى المدينة يظهر عليهم شدة الجوع الضر. People came to Al-Madinah and it was apparent that they were in a bad situation, hungry and likewise. كانوا يلبسون النمار يعني قطعة قماش يدخلونها في رأسهم. هذا الذي يلبسونها. They used to wear like a piece of cloth with a hole in it. They used to like the Mexican poncho. That's what they wore. فالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام تغير وجهه حزنا عليهم. ظهر التأثر على وجهه حزنا على حالهم لما رآهم. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was affected when he saw them, and it was apparent on his face that he felt very sad for their situation. واحد من الصحابة لما رأى ذلك جاء بشيء من الأكل فوضعه بين يدي النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ليطعموا منه. One of the companions, when he saw that, he brought an amount of food and he put it between in front of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, so he would use it to feed these people. لما رآه غيره فعلوا مثل فعله. When others among the companions saw that, they did the same thing as he did. فاجتمع بين يدي النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ما يكفيهم من لباس وطعام. So because of that, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام had in front of him enough food and clothing for them. ففرح وظهر الفرح على وجهه. He felt happy and this appeared on his face. تلألأ وجهه فرحا عليه الصلاة والسلام. It became, يعني, I don't know how to say it in English. يعني as if the light came out from his face. Then. ثم قال من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة فله أجرها وأجر من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة لا ينقص من أجورهم شيء. And then he said the aforementioned hadith, من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة فله أجرها وأجر من عمل بها إلى يوم القيامة لا ينقص من أجورهم شيء. That is, the one who innovates a good innovation will be rewarded for it, and he will get a reward similar to the reward of those who follow him in this innovation without them losing any of the rewards. هذا الحديث وإن كان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام قاله في حادثة مخصوصة لكن لفظه عام. Although this hadith was mentioned by the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in a specific incident, but its terminology is a general one. والعبرة إذا كان الحديث كذلك العبرة بعموم اللفظ فيه لا بخصوص السبب. And when you have a religious text like that, what is counted to, يعني, if you want to rely on this hadith, if a mujtahid wants to rely on this hadith to deduce judgment or to support something, he would be paying more attention to its terminology than to the reason why it was said, because it has a general terminology. كما في الحديث الآخر, like in the other hadith, لما قال له واحد يا رسول الله نحن نسافر في البحر ولا يكون معنا ماء يكفي للشرب وللوضوء, فقال هو الطهور ماؤه الحل ميتته, عن البحر. لا يقال هذا الحكم خاص بهذا الصحابي فقط, لأن هذه أو بهذه الحال فقط, لأن لفظ الحديث عام, هو الطهور ماؤه, لفظه عام, معناه ماء البحر طاهر مطهر, إذن يتوضأ منه إن كان هذا الصحابي أو غيره, إن كان الشخص مسافرا فيه أو غير مسافر يصح الوضوء منه, لأن اللفظ عام. Like in the other hadith about the ocean, the sea, when the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام was asked by one of the companions that they would travel, they would they would sail and in the sea, and they wouldn't have enough water for drinking and making wudu. The Prophet ﷺ said about the sea, هو الطهور ماؤه الحل ميتته, which means the sea, the water of the sea is purifying, and the dead animal of the sea, and it is permissible to eat the dead animal of the sea. So one would not say that. Companion asked the Prophet, so this is a judgment, a ruling concerning that companion alone, because the terminology is a general one. The Prophet did not tell him, you are allowed to make wudu from the water of the sea. No, he told him in general that the water of the sea is purifying. From this we know that that companion or others, the one who is sailing or in another situation, can make wudu from the water of the sea, because the terminology is a general one. واضح؟ Is it clear? نفس الشيء ينطبق على حديث من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة. The same thing applies to the hadith من سن في الإسلام سنة حسنة. Whomever innovates a good innovation, etc. لأن لفظه عام, because its terminology is a general one. فيشمل كل بدعة حسنة في الدين. It encompasses every good innovation pertaining to the religion. وليتنبه أن الحديث هنا عن البدعة المتعلقة بالدين, البدعة الحسنة. And let it be known that what we are talking, what is meant here by the hadith, is the innovation pertaining to the matters of the religion, the good one that is. لأن النبي قال عليه الصلاة والسلام من سن في الإسلام, because the term of the hadith is من سن في الإسلام, which means whomever innovates an innovation pertaining to the matters of Islam, to the matters of religion. لكن الذي يميز السنة الحسنة البدعة الحسنة من البدعة السيئة هم أكابر علماء الأمة. Those who can differentiate between what is a good innovation and a bad innovation are the top scholars of the nation. وهم الذين يجوز لهم ابتداع البدعة الحسنة سنوا البدعة الحسنة في الدين. And they are the ones who are entitled to do these matters. أو أن يحكموا عليها, or to pass the judgment about them, about these innovations. وأمثلة البدعة الحسنة كثيرة. There are many examples of the good innovations. نقط المصحف. كان العرب يكتبون من غير نقط. الياء ما كان لها نقطتان من أسفل, النون ما كان لها نقطة من أعلى, الباء ما كان لها نقطة من أسفل, وهكذا. ثم بعض التابعين, أحد التابعين هو نقط المصحف ووافقه المسلمون على ذلك من تلك الأيام. One example of that is the adding dots to the Arabic words or letters. Originally, the Arabs did not have one dot above the noon, one dot underneath the ba, two dots underneath the ta, the ya, two dots above the ta. They did not have that. They were very strong in the language that they did not need that when they wrote to differentiate between words and letters. Later, weakness started to appear among them in what pertains to language. So one of the followers of the companions innovated these dots. And he did that in pertains to Al-Quran. He put two dots underneath the ya, one dot above the noon, etc. كل علماء الإسلام وافقوا على هذا. The scholars of Islam agreed on this. وانتشر هذا في الآفاق إلى أيامنا. This spread all over the Muslim countries until nowadays. مثال آخر المحراب المجوف. Another example is the concave محراب. You know what's a mihrab? Like where the imam stands. في الماضي في الأول كانوا يجعلون علامة لكن ليست مجوفة. In the beginning or originally, they used to have a sign, but it was not concave. أول من عمل المحراب المجوف عمر بن عبد العزيز. The first one who made the concave محراب is عمر بن عبد العزيز رضي الله عنه. وهو من التابعين كما تعرفون. And he is among the followers of the companions, as we know. واستمر هذا الأمر من أيامه إلى أيامنا. And this matter spread and continued from his days up till nowadays. من أمثلة ذلك جمع الناس على إمام واحد في صلاة التراويح. Among the examples of that, gathering the people to pray behind one imam in the prayers of التراويح. أيام النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام وسيدنا أبي بكر ما كان الناس يجتمعون في رمضان ليصلوا قيام رمضان خلف إمام واحد. During the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام and Abu Bakr after him, the people did not gather in the nights of Ramadan to pray at night after Al-Isha behind one imam. إنما جمعهم عمر على إمام واحد. The one who gathered them to pray after Al-Isha, the optional prayers of At-Tarawih, was who gathered them to pray behind one imam, was Umar during his time. ولم يعترض عليه أحد من الصحابة. And no one among the companions objected to that. واستمر هذا الأمر إلى أيامنا. And this matter continued up till nowadays. جمعهم أولا على 13 ركعة ثم على 20. First, he told them to pray 13 rak'ahs, that is with the witr. Then, he told them to pray 20 rak'ahs without the witr prayer. And up till nowadays, the Muslims do that. لما رآهم عمر مجتمعين خلف إمام واحد قال نعمة البدعة هذه. When Umar saw them gathered praying behind one imam, he said, what a good innovation is this innovation. مثال آخر زيادة الأذان الثاني يوم الجمعة. Another example is to add a second أذان on the day of الجمعة. في زمن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام كان يؤذن للجمعة أذانا واحدا. During the time of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, only one adhan was called for al-Jumu'ah. لكن سيدنا عثمان رضي الله عنه في خلافته زاد أذانا ثانيا. But our master Uthman during his caliphate added another adhan. كل المسلمين قبلوا ذلك. All the Muslims accepted that. هذه الأمور الأذان والمصحف والتراويح والمحراب كلها من أمور الدين. These matters, الأذان, the prayer of تراويح, the محراب in the masjid, the book of Al-Quran, all of them are religious matters, aren't they? Of course. ومع ذلك لما فعل بعض الأكابر لما سن بعض الأكابر سنة حسنة ما فعلها النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام ولا نص عليها لكنها موافقة لشرعه عليه الصلاة والسلام قبل منه ذلك. And pertains of all these matters, when some of the top scholars made certain innovations pertaining to these issues, things that the Prophet ﷺ did not do, and he did not explicitly mention to do these matters, when they did these good innovations, when some top scholars later after him did these good innovations, these matters were accepted from them. لماذا قبل منهم ذلك؟ لأنه متوافق, فعلهم متوافق مع الشرع, موافق للحديث الذي ذكرناه. Why was that accepted from them? Because what they innovated is in compliance with the religion and in compliance with the hadith, the aforementioned hadith, the one who innovates a good innovation, etc. لذلك ما يقوله بعض الناس في أيامنا من أن كل ما استحدث مما لم ينص عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا فعله ولا فعل بحضرته فأقره بدعة أي سيئة, كلام مردود مخالف لشرع الله. From this it is known that what some people say nowadays, that everything, every innovation which was not done by the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, or done in his presence, or he knew about it and he agreed about it, or he ordered it to be done, anything which is not like that is a bid'ah. They mean by that a bad innovation. Such claim is false. It does not comply with the rules of the religion. بسبب الجهل بعض الناس هكذا قال. Out of ignorance, this is what some people said that. ولأجل ذلك ضللوا المسلمين في الشرق والغرب. And because of that, they judged the Muslims to be misguided in all the different countries. هؤلاء ليس لكلامهم وزن. The sayings of these people have no weight. لأنه ليس له دليل من الدين. Because it does not have a proof in the religion. Proof in the religion. كأنهم يقولون كل علماء الأمة من أيام الصحابة إلى ما بعد ذلك بمئات السنين ما كانوا يعرفون حتى ظهر فلان أو فلان فعرف. The meaning of their statement is that all the scholars of the nation did not know the truth about this issue from the time of the companions up till hundreds of years after that, until so and so appeared and knew the meaning, knew the truth. وهذا لا يقبل. Of course, this is not accepted. أول من جاء بهذه المقالة ابن تيمية. The first one who came up with this statement was ابن تيمية. ثم مقالته بجهد العلماء اندثرت. Then because of the effort of the scholars, his saying disappeared, almost disappeared. إلى أن أحيا مقالته محمد بن عبد الوهاب من أكثر من 200 سنة. Until محمد بن عبد الوهاب appeared more than 200 years ago and revived this ill saying of Ibn Taymiyyah. وصار يقول هو وأتباعه إن المسلمين في المشارق والمغارب ضلال. And he started to say with his followers that all the Muslims in the east and the west, all of them are misguided. ما شاء الله. طيب. فانتبهوا. So be aware. من جملة البدع الحسنة الطريقة. Among the good innovations is الطريقة. الطريقة عهد بين المريد والشيخ على المسابرة على أمور معينة من الطاعات ليستعين الإنسان بذلك للوصول إلى التقوى إن لم يكن تقيا، أو للزيادة في الدرجات إن كان تقيا. الطريقة is a, if you want, it's an agreement between the seeker, the student, the follower, and the sheikh to be steadfast with certain good things, acts of worship, seeking from that to help him to become a pious person if one is not, or to have a higher status if one is a pious person. وهذا شيء حسن. This is a good thing. كان النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يبايع الصحابة على أشياء. The companions used to pay allegiance to the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام in what pertains certain issues. واحد بايعه ألا يسأل الناس شيئاً. One among the companions, or a group of companions actually, they paid allegiance one time to the Prophet on certain issues, and among these issues, not to ask the people anything, not to ask anyone, help me in this, help me in that, at all. فكان الواحد منهم يقع صوته يكون راكبا على الدابة يقع صوته على الأرض لا يقول لأحد ناولني الصوت ينزل فيأخذه. One of them would be riding an animal and you know sometimes you use something to hit the animal so it gets to encourage it to become faster. This thing, if it fell from his hand, he wouldn't ask anyone to give it to him. He would get down, take it, and ride the animal. Because they paid allegiance to the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, not to ask anyone for anything. إذن هذه البيعة كانت من النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام والصحابة. So this is something that the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام practiced with the companions. والصحابة مع التابعين فعلوا مثل ذلك. The companions with the followers did the same thing. والتابعون مع أتباع التابعين. The followers with the followers. They did similar things. والمشايخ يفعلون هذا مع المريدين. And the sheikhs do that the same thing with those who take a tariqa from them. This is what a tariqa is. Basically, that's it. وأول من صار له طريقة تنسب إليه تعرف باسمه كحال الطرق اليوم رجلان اثنان الشيخ أحمد بن علي الرفاعي والشيخ عبد القادر الجيلاني. The first two sheikhs that established tariqas in the way known nowadays, so they established something which is attributed to them. So it is said the tariqa of so and so, or the tariqa of so and so, as it is known nowadays. The first two men who did that were Al-Shaykh Ahmad al-Rifa'i and الشيخ عبد القادر الجيلاني. كانا في زمن واحد. They lived in the same era. الشيخ عبد القادر كان في بغداد والشيخ أحمد كان في واسط. كلاهما في العراق. They both lived in Iraq. الشيخ عبد القادر was in بغداد. الشيخ أحمد was in واسط. Wasit, the area of Wasit, it's a known city in the southern part of Iraq. كلاهما يرجع نسبه إلى رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Both of them are descendants of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. الشيخ عبد القادر يرجع نسبه إلى الحسن ابن علي. Shaykh Abdul Qadir, his lineage goes back to the granddaughter of the Prophet Al-Hassan, grandson, sorry, of the Prophet Al-Hassan, الشيخ أحمد الرفاعي يرجع نسبه إلى حفيد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم الحسين. As for الشيخ أحمد الرفاعي, his lineage goes back to the grandson of the Prophet الحسين. وكلاهما كما هو معروف ولدا علي بن أبي طالب. And as it is known, both of them, they are the children of الإمام علي بن أبي طالب من السيدة فاطمة. And Lady Fatima, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. As-Sayyid Ahmad al-Rifa'i radiyallahu anhu kana lahu khal min al-akabir ismuhu yulaqab bi Abi Mansur yukna bi Abi Mansur. Sayyid Ahmad al-Rifa'i had an uncle, the brother of his mother, who was a very knowledgeable and pious person, a great wali. He was known by Abu Mansur. Marra ra'a fi ru'ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One time he saw in his dream the Prophet of Allah عليه الصلاة والسلام. قال له بشر أختك بأنها تحمل بعد 40 يوما وتلد ولدا يكون سيد الأولياء كما أنني سيد الأنبياء صلى الله عليه وسلم. He told the Prophet, that is, told this sheikh in the dream, tell your sister that she is going to give birth, she is going to be pregnant after 40 days. And then she will give birth to a child that would be the head of the walis. That is at his time, it will be at his time. As I am the best among the prophets. وحصل كما أخبره رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. As the Prophet told him in his dream, happened. حملت أخته ثم بعد 9 أشهر من 40 يوما وضعت السيد أحمد الرفاعي. His sister got pregnant and then 9 months after the 40 days of the dream, she gave birth to السيد أحمد الرفاعي رضي الله عنه. فرباه اعتنى به خاله هذا. His uncle took care of him. لأن والده مات صغيرا. His father died when he was little still. اعتنى به خاله. His uncle took care of him. وأسلمه إلى عالم من أكابر علماء تلك الناحية ليدرس عنده. من أكابر علمائها وأكابر أوليائها ليدرس عنده. And he, when he became مميز, he took him to one of the great scholars and the great walis of that area to learn from him. فلزمه السيد أحمد وتعلم منه. سيد أحمد الرفاعي stayed with that person and learned from him. وكان أحيانا أيضا وكان يأخذ بعض العلم من غيره. And sometimes he took knowledge from other than this person. لكن شيخه الذي تخرج به كان هذا الرجل. But his sheikh from يعني with whom he studied and he reached the level of being maturity in knowledge was with this sheikh all the time. Abu al-Fadl al-Wasiti. He was known by Abu al-Fadl al-Wasiti radiyallahu anhu. كان فقيها محدثا وليا. He was قصوليا. He was knowledgeable about the fundamentals of the religion, about the basics of al-fiqh, about al-fiqh, and about al-hadith, and he was a great wali. ثم في سن الشباب أذن للسيد أحمد بالإرشاد والتدريس. When Sayyid Ahmad al-Rifa'i was still young, a young man, he was authorized by his teachers to preach and teach. كان حافظ القرآن وحافظ الأحاديث بأسانيدها وحافظ كتاب التنبيه في الفقه الشافعي وله عليه شرح في ستة مجلدات وغير ذلك. He memorized the Quran, he memorized the hadith of the Prophet with the chain of narrators, he memorized the book of التنبيه in the Shafi'i school, even he wrote an explanation for that book in 6 volumes رضي الله عنه. فاستقر في قرية يقال لها أم عبيدة. He was established in a village called أم عبيدة. يدرس هناك. He used to teach ويعظ and to preach. كان كل يوم يعطي درسين. Every day he used to give 2 classes. واحد في الصباح واحد بعد العصر. One in the morning, one after العصر. في التوحيد والفقه والحديث وغير ذلك. In التوحيد, الفقه, الحديث and other types of knowledge. ويوم الخميس كان يجلس على كرسي الوعظ. Every Thursday he used to preach the people. كان يجتمع أصناف كثيرة من الناس. Many types of people gathered to listen to him. كان يجتمع 100,000 إنسان ليسمعوه. 100,000 people used to gather to listen to him. وكان السيد أحمد يكفيهم كلهم طعامهم وشرابهم. He used to offer all of these people to eat and drink. مع أنه لم يكن من أهل حكم. أهله ما كانوا حكاما ولا من أهل ثروة كبيرة. Although his family was not a family of rulers or of wealth. لكنها كرامة أكرمه الله تعالى بها. But it is a karama that Allah endowed upon him. رضي الله عنه. كان يجتمع في مجلسه الأمراء والعلماء والصوفية والعامة والمسلمون والنصارى والمجوس والصابئة وغيرهم. In his session you would find rulers, you would find scholars, you would find Sufis, you would find lay people, you would find Muslims and non-Muslims, Christians, Jews, Majors, Sabia, I don't know how they call them, Sabians, and others. وكان أحيانا يسلم في المجلس الواحد من مجالس وعظه عدد كبير من غير المسلمين الحاضرين. Sometimes a very big number of those who attended his sessions who were non-Muslims would embrace Islam just from hearing him for one session. رضي الله عنه. وكان يتوب في مجلسه الآلاف. Thousands of people who attended his session would repent from their sins. ويبايعونه, and they would give allegiance to him. أنهم يثبتون على هذا المنهج القويم, that they would stay steadfast to this straight path. حتى بلغ عدد خلفائه وخلفاء خلفائه في حياته 180,000. ليس الذين بايعوه أو بايعوا خلفاءه أو أكثر من هذا بكثير, لكن الذين أذن لهم في المبايعة في أخذ البيعة وخلفهم هنا وهناك ثم هم أذنوا لغيرهم, فقط هؤلاء بلغوا 180,000 في حياته. Those who were authorized by him to give a tariqah, or authorized by whom he authorized them, they reached the number of 180,000 during his life. Not his followers, his followers were much more than that. These people. حتى ما كان هناك مصر معروف في أيامه إلا وكان له أتباع فيه. During his time, every known city and the like at the time, there were Muslims there who follow الطريقة of Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i. ثم يروي بعض أصحابه أنهم كانوا جالسين يوما معه. Some of his followers say that one day they were sitting with him. فجاءه صار معه حال غريبة. Suddenly he became in a strange situation. They could see that he's in a strange situation, not as usual. ثم قال كلاما يدل على أن الله ألهمه أن يذهب إلى الحج, أن النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يريد منه أن يذهب إلى الحج وأن يزوره. Then he said a statement from which it is they understood that he got this issue called ilham. It's a good feeling that happens to a righteous person. He feels good with it, and suddenly it comes to his heart something that guides him firmly to do something or to leave out something in compliance with the rules of the religion, and he would feel very comfortable for it. They understood that this feeling came to his heart, that the Prophet ﷺ wants him to go to Al-Hajj and to visit him. فأخبر جماعته, he told the people who were with him. قال لهم هذه السنة نذهب إلى الحج وإلى زيارة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He told them, this year we will go to Al-Hajj and to visit the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. قالوا له مر بما تشاء نحن طوع أمرك. They told him, you just say whatever you want, we will obey you. فهيأوا أنفسهم للسفر. They prepared themselves for that. في الماضي السفر ما كان مثل أيامنا سهلا. As you know, in the past traveling was not easy like nowadays, as you know, يعني, for especially for long distances. وانتشر الخبر بين الناس أن السيد أحمد يحج. And the news spread among the people that السيد أحمد الرفاعي is going to Al-Hajj this year. فاجتمع معه قافلة لما ذهب تبعه, يعني قافلة كبيرة جدا من الناس ذهبت معه. A very, very thousands of people, they gathered with him and they went with him to Al-Hajj. They traveled with him to make Al-Hajj that year. وأيضا أمير المدينة كان يقول في ذلك الوقت بلغه شأن السيد أحمد. Also the ruler of المدينة at that time, he heard about السيد أحمد الرفاعي. The ruler, حاكم المدينة في ذلك الوقت من أهل البيت. The ruler of المدينة at that time was among the offsprings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. ما كان يعرف أن السيد أحمد من أهل البيت أيضا. It did not reach him that السيد أحمد الرفاعي was among the offsprings of the Prophet also. فكان يقول لجماعته هذا الرجل كلامه يشبه كلامنا وحاله يشبه حالنا. He used to say to the people who were with him, This ruler was a knowledgeable one. هذا الرجل كان عنده علم, حاكم عنده علم. He used to say, what this man, his statements are similar to ours. His status is similar to ours. That is the offsprings of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام, the knowledgeable ones. فبقي هذا الأمر يتحرك عنده. قال أرسل إليه أدعوه ليأتي إلى الحج والزيارة فنفحص حاله. This kept in his heart, moving, if you want, in his heart, until he decided to send a letter to Sayyid Ahmed inviting him to make Al-Hajj and to visit the Prophet. He wanted to test him, to meet him, to see him. فلما وصل الكتاب إلى السيد أحمد كان قبل ذلك هو جاءه ذلك الإلهام فعزم على الحج. When the letter reached السيد أحمد, before that this issue happened to him that I mentioned, and he was firm to go to Al-Hajj. فذهب, so he went. فلما وصل إلى المدينة المنورة, when he reached المدينة خلع من رجله, he took out his shoes ومشى فيها حافيا, and he walked with bare feet in المدينة. يقول لعل رجلي تأتي على موضع داسه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He thought maybe my foot would touch a place that the foot of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام touched. ثم وصل إلى القبر الشريف. Then he reached the grave of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. فقال السلام عليك يا جدي. So he said, "Assalamu alayka, O my grandfather." فرد عليه رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بصوت سمعه كل من كان في المسجد وعليك السلام يا ولدي. The Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام answered with a clear voice that everyone in the mosque heard it. وعليك السلام يا ولدي. وعليك السلام, O my offspring. فلما سمع ذلك السيد أحمد أن وحن وبكى ما تمالك نفسه ونزل إلى الأرض. So جثى على ركبتيه. When Sayyid Ahmad heard that, he couldn't keep standing. He cried and he went down on his knees. ثم قال بيتين من الشعر. Then he said two verses of poetry. في حالة البعد روحي كنت أرسلها تقبل الأرض عني وهي نائبتي وهذه دولة الأشباح قد حضرت فامدد يمينك كي تحظى بها شفتي. Which means, when I was away from you, I used to send my soul to kiss the ground on my behalf in front of you. Now I'm here with my body, so please give me your hand to kiss it. فلما قال هذا مد النبي عليه الصلاة والسلام يده الشريفة من القبر. When he said that, the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام extended his hand from his grave. فرآها كل من كان في المسجد وقتها. All the people who were in the mosque at that time saw it. ومن جملتهم أمير المدينة هذا. And among the people who saw this event was the ruler of Al-Madinah at that time. وأناس من مشاهير الناس. And some among the famous scholars, the famous Muslim scholars saw that. منهم الشيخ عبد القادر الجيلاني. Among them was الشيخ عبد القادر الجيلاني. الشيخ حياة بن قيس الحراني. حياة بن قيس الحراني. عدي بن مسافر. منهم. Among them الشيخ عدي بن مسافر. And many others. كثير غيرهم. هؤلاء من أشهر مشايخ المسلمين في ذلك الزمن وبعد هذا. And these people among the most famous Muslim sheikhs during that time and afterwards, up till nowadays. فالسيد أحمد قبل اليد الشريفة. قالوا كلهم وصفوها بوصف واحد. All of them, they described the hand of the Prophet with the same description. قالوا أصابعها طويلة. They said the fingers are long, that is not short fingers. يخرج منها النور, with the light coming out from it. فقبلها السيد أحمد. السيد أحمد kissed the hand of the Prophet عليه الصلاة والسلام. بعد ذلك كل هؤلاء المشايخ بايعوه بالمشيخة عليهم. قالوا أنت شيخنا. After this event, all these shaykhs, they gave allegiance to Shaykh Sayyid Ahmad that you are our shaykh. مرة مرة ذهب واحد من أتباع السيد أحمد لزيارة السيد عبد القادر الجيلاني. كان في بغداد فزار السيد عبد القادر. One time, one of the followers of Sayyid Ahmad al-Rifa'i was in Baghdad, so he visited Sheikh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani. فأصار الشيخ عبد القادر يسأله عن السيد أحمد وعن أحواله وعن صحته. شيخ عبد القادر started asking this person about Sayyid Ahmad al-Rifa'i, about his health, how is he doing, etc. ثم صار الشيخ عبد القادر يتكلم في الناس. Then الشيخ عبد القادر started talking with the people who were in his session. فسأله سائل عن الحلاج. One person asked him, "What do you say about al-Hallaj?" Al-Hallaj is a deviant person who claimed to be God, and he lived hundreds of years before that. الحلاج رجل منحرف ادعى الألوهية. كان قبل ذلك بعدة مئات من السنين. السيد عبد القادر قال: أنا أعتقد أنه كان رجلا صالحا، لكن غاب عقله فتكلم بهذه الكلمات التي تنتقد عليه في حال غياب العقل. Sheikh Abdul Qadir said, "I believe that Al-Hallaj was a good person, but he lost his mind. So when he lost his mind, he said certain issues, bad issues. And he's criticized for these statements. He said it when he was not aware of what he was saying." This is what Sheikh Abdul Qadir believed. So he said that to the one who asked him. هذا تلميذ السيد أحمد قال اختلف الشيخان. When this follower of Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i heard that, he said, "On this issue, the two sheikhs disagree." That is, Sheikh Ahmad al-Rifa'i does not agree with this statement. فقال له السيد عبد القادر ماذا يقول السيد أحمد. الشيخ عبد القادر asked him, "What does Sheikh Ahmad al-Rifa'i say about him?" قال يقول ما أراه واصلا ما أراه عارفا ما أراه سمع إلا رنة أو طنينا فأخذه الوهم من حال إلى حال إلى غير ذلك من عبارات فيها ذم له. So he mentioned that السيد أحمد al-Rifa'i used to dispraise him and to say that he was not a pious person. He was taken away by illusions, and he was a deviant person, etc. فواحد من مريدي شيخ عبد القادر غضب. One of the followers of شيخ عبد القادر got angry. فقال لهذا لمريد السيد أحمد كيف تقول هذا في حضرة الشيخ عبد القادر؟ من الزمن الماضي يوجد جهال بين أتباع المشايخ. So he told this follower of Sheikh Ahmad al-Rifa'i, "How do you say that in the presence of Sheikh Abdul Qadir? That is, how do you disagree with him in his presence?" Since long time there are ignorant people among the followers of some sheikhs or many sheikhs. فلما رأى السيد عبد القادر هذا منه قال له اقعد. When Sheikh Abdul Qadir saw him doing that, he said, "Sit down firmly." هذه المائدة كلها مائدة السيد أحمد. يعني نحن كلنا المشايخ في هذا الزمن هو الرئيس علينا. هو أفضلنا. So he told him, "Sit down firmly." I don't know how to say هذه المائدة. He said something that means
that Sheikh Ahmed is the best among all the sheikhs nowadays. He's the head of them. بعد ذلك أراد أن يقوم هذا الرجل ما عاد يستطيع القيام. This man afterwards wanted to stand up, he couldn't. أليس قال له الشيخ عبد القادر اقعد؟ Isn't it that Sheikh Abdul Qadir told him sit down? So afterwards he wanted to get up, he could not. فقالوا هذه كانت منه زلة. فدعا الله له فوقف. So the people told him this was a mistake on his part. So he made dua for him and he will not do it again. So he made dua for him, he stood up. ثم قال الشيخ عبد القادر أن السيد أحمد من شدة تواضعه أن السيد أحمد سبق القوم لكن الذي لا يعرفه من شدة تواضعه يظنه آخرهم. Then الشيخ عبد القادر said that السيد أحمد is ahead of all the sheikhs at his time, but because he is very humble, the one who does not know him thinks that he is in the rear. That is, he is the least among them. Out of his extreme humbleness. And he was extremely humble. رضي الله عنه. Extremely humble. وعلى طريقه مشى أتباعه. Following his path, his followers followed his path. ولشدة اهتمامه بعلم العقيدة لا تجد في أتباعه ما تجده في كثير من أهل الطرق الأخرى من الخلل. Because he used to take very good care about the issues of the creed, you wouldn't find among his followers up till nowadays, among those who claim to follow him even, you don't find the ill, the blasphemous statements that you might find among some people who claim to follow other tariqas. لا تجد بين أتباعه من يقول بالحلول أو بالوحدة المطلقة أو بالتجسيم. You wouldn't find among his followers someone who claims that Allah and the world are one. You don't find someone who says that the world is Allah. You don't find anyone who says that Allah dwells in the people or in the universe. You don't find among his followers who claim that Allah is a body. You don't find that. Up till nowadays, even among the ignorant who claim to follow his path. لِأَنَّهُ كَانَ شَدِيدَ الْاِعْتِنَاءِ بِالْعِلْمِ لَا سِيَّمَ عِلْمِ التَّوْحِيدِ. Because he took very good care about the knowledge of the religion, especially the knowledge of the creed. رضي الله عنه. ثُمَّ أَتْبَعُوا أَتْبَاعِهِ هَكَذَا مَشَوْا عَلَى هَذَا الطَّرِيقِ التَّمَسُّكِ بالشريعة والتمسك بآدابها وشدة التواضع والانكسار. Then the followers of his followers, they went on this path, adhering to the rules of the religion, adhering to the good manners mentioned in the religion, and being very humble. حتى وصل الأمر إلى شيخنا شيخ عبد الله رحمة الله عليه. Until this reached our Shaykh, Shaykh Abdullah rahimahullah ta'ala. Kana ala qadami Sayyid Ahmad. He followed the steps of a Sayyid Ahmad al-Rifa'i. Iza rabbi yassara lakum yawman wa qara'tum kitaban mu'tabaran yazkuru خلق السيد أحمد من كان منكم يعرف الشيخ عبد الله سيرى فورا أنه كان على قدمه. If any day Allah facilitates for you to read through a reliable book about the manners of As-Sayyid Ahmad al-Rifa'i. If you know Shaykh Abdullah, then you will immediately notice that he followed his steps, step by step. Immediately, very clearly you would notice that. Radiyallahu anhuma. MashaAllah. وأكرم الله أتباعه بالكرامات بعده كما أكرمه الله بالكرامات الكثيرة. As Allah Ta'ala endowed upon Sayyid Ahmad many karamas, also his followers, they had a lot of karamas among them. مشهورون أتباعه بدخول النار. His followers are very famous by entering the fire without getting burned. حتى إن ابن تيمية مع شدة غيظه منهم ومن الصوفية ما استطاع أن ينكر هذا الأمر. To the point that Ibn Taymiyyah, although he was a big enemy to these people and to the Sufis in general, he could not deny this karama. He could not. لأنه لو قال لا يحصل لهم لعرف الناس كلهم أنه كاذب. Had he said that this does not occur for them, everyone would know that he is a liar. فقال هؤلاء يستعملون دواء يدهنون به فيدخلون النار فلا تحرقهم. He said, these people, they use a certain cream. So they put it, they wear it, and they enter the fire. It does not hurt them. I don't know why the firefighters don't know about this thing. Allah yarhamuna. القصد أن كراماتهم أن كراماتهم كانت ظاهرة. I wanted to say that they had very famous karamas, very famous, to the point that Ibn Taymiyyah could not deny them. But why didn't he use that? وبسبب هذا ابن هلاكو دخل في الإسلام. And because of this karama, the son of Hulaku, you know who's Hulaku? Did you hear about? Yeah. The son of Hulaku embraced Islam. كان اثنان من الرفاعية من علماء ناحية من النواحي. واحد حنفي والثاني لا أدري ماذا كان مذهبه. أظنه كان حنفيا. Two among the followers of Imam Ahmad al-Rifa'i in an area, when Hulaku passed by that area, they were, one of them was the Hanafi scholar, the other one I don't know his school. Maybe, most likely he was Hanafi also. I'm not sure. أخذ واحد منهم يد قائد من قوادي قالوا له أضرم لنا نارا عظيمة. They told him, put a big great fire. فأضرمت نار عظيمة. A big fire was put on. فأخذ واحد منهم فجأة يد قائد من قواده ودخل به النار. One of them suddenly took the hand of one of the leaders of his army, and he dragged him to the fire. He entered the fire with him. والثاني أخذ بيد ولده ودخل بها النار. And the second one took the hand of his little child and he dragged him. He entered with him into the fire. ثم خرجا. Then they came out. الذي أدخل القائد قائد الجيش ما بقي منه إلا القطعة التي كانت في يد ذلك الولي. The leader of the army was burned. Only the piece that was held by the hand of that wali did not get burned. أما ولد هولاكو خرج سالما. As for the child of هولاكو, he went out with that wali safe. هذا الولد أسلم بعد ذلك. This child afterwards embraced Islam. وبسببه انتشر الإسلام. كان سببا لانتشار الإسلام بين التتار. And because he embraced Islam, several many among the Tatars embraced Islam. فطريقة السيد أحمد التمسك بالشرع. هذا أصلها. The base of the tariqah of Sayyid Ahmad to adhere to the religion. وهذا أصل كل طرق أهل الله. And all the tariqahs, this is their base. All the good tariqahs, this is their base. Allah يجعلنا ممن يمشي على قدم هؤلاء. May Allah make us among those who follow the steps of these people. لأنهم على قدم رسول الله. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they follow the steps of the Prophet. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Al-ana, Allah yubariku bikum. Al-lazi yuridu an ya'khuza al-tariqa yusalli rak'atayn biniyati al-tawbah thumma yaq'udu mutawajjihan ila al-qibla. Now, if anyone among those among you who want to take a tariqah, please let them pray two optional rak'ahs while having in their heart the intention that they repent from their sins, and let them sit facing al-qibla, please. Please do it now. Allah yubarik fikum. Those who want to take a tariqah, if someone has to make up a subh prayer, he can pray the subh prayer instead of the optional prayer. الذي عنده قضاء الصبح يريد أن يقضي الصبح يصلي قضاء الصبح بدل